Cuba Tucci. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 1 second, I gotta change something here, hold on. Everybody chant japa, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.
Thank you. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva has written that very scientifically. He puts the Krishna Leela in the 10th canto. And there's a scientific reason for that. Because in the first 9 cantos, we have to first of all understand what we mean by this word, Krishna. It's not a simplistic thing, oh, Krishna means black, or Krishna means it. No. When we say the word Krishna, 9 cantos of information has to be understood. It's not some simple thing, A, B, C. No. When you come to Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the postgraduate study of God. Graduate study, Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita ends with Krishna saying, surrender, take shelter. Bhagavatam teaches you how to surrender, how to take shelter. And Vyasadeva explains Krishna in all his categories in the first 9 cantos, many, many dozens of chapters. Because I said there are 335 chapters. 10th canto has 90. 11th chapter has 30. 12th canto has 13. So several hundred chapters in the first 9. Just to explain what we mean by this name, Krishna. So, and in those 90 chapters of Dashama Skanda, 5 chapters deals with Rasleela. And those 5 chapters are considered the quintessence of Bhagavatam. So you have asked a very delicate question. I had to spend a lot of time getting ready for this. I can't just like bloop, bloop. I have to consider very carefully. I have to look at the audience and think, at what level I can present. Just like we have a doctor here. Yes, doctor? So when you do your dentistry, it's not ABCs, is it? You have to know what you're doing. You have to spend many years in school. How to do what procedure, am I right? Yes. So in the same way, when you're a preacher, you have to really ponder, how am I going to do this? So first thing is to understand, first of all, Krishna did not do Rasalila because he was lusty. Krishna does not do Rasalila because he has some lusty desire. No, because at the end of the narration of Rasalila, Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadev, wait a second, people are going to have many questions about this Rasalila. So Parikshit asked some questions. So Shukadev said, first of all, Krishna is aptakama. Everybody say. He's self-satisfied. He doesn't need anyone to satisfy his so-called lusty desires. He's aptakama. As soon as Krishna desires something, it materializes. Wish we could do that. I need $1,000. Boom, there it is. You would love to be Krishna, wouldn't you? Your enemies. I don't like this guy. Get rid of him. Boop. No. So Krishna is up to kama. So he doesn't need anybody. Krishna is also, he is Atmarama. He's always happy. He's always in Ananda stage. He's always blissful. So then the question is, why did he do Rasa Leela? Answer is, to satisfy the gopis for their desire. Just like your children, as they were growing up, Daddy, I need this. Did you give them? Yes. Why? Because you love them. Because your children, you love them. When they asked you if it was a good thing, you gave it to them, right? Yes. Why? Because you love. So there are no greater devotees than the gopis. So because the gopis wanted to render service to Krishna, because the gopis wanted to serve Krishna, Krishna arranged the Rasa Leela. Now, consider at what age Krishna did the Rasa Leela. 8. Can an 8-year-old boy be lusty? Impossible. So, he was 8 years old. Next thing. Let's go back to the origin. When did it all begin? Actually, it begins with Ramachandra. We have any Ram Bhaktas here? Anyone worship Lord Ram? Yes. So you all know, Ram took a vow. Eka Patni Vrat, one wife. So there was a pastime during Ram when he was in the Dandakarana. Many rishis and munis came to him and they knew of this, what is called Parakiya Ras. Krishna has many Ras. Shanta Ras, Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras. Then he has Madhurya Ras, and Madhurya Ras is in 2 categories. Swakya, Parakya. Swakya, Lakshmi Narayan, husband and wife. Krishna in Dwaraka, Rukmini, and how many queens? 16,108. But they were each married. So that's Swakya. But then there is this other one, Parakya. Amorous. Not married, illicit, spiritually illicit, transcendentally illicit. Therefore, it's not illicit. Because on the transcendental platform, there is no morality. This is very difficult for us to understand because we live in a moralistic world. Material world is duality, good and bad, Democrat, Republican. Left, right, man, everything's dual. But in the transcendental realm, absolute. Crying is blissful, laughing is blissful. That's the transcendental platform. Even someone looks unhappy, they're actually blissful. So there is no morality, licit, illicit. It's Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Absolute platform of spiritual bliss. So these sages knew who Lord Ram was. They knew he's not an ordinary human, although Ram looked like a human, right? But these sages knew. How did they know? Shastra. Because they read the Shastras, they had Divya Chakshus. They could see through transcendental vision. This is not some ordinary prince. This is Bhagavan. They were not fooled. So they approached Ramachandra and said, "We know who you are, and we know that you have this Madhurya conjugal ras. We would like to enter that with you." And they were qualified because they were great pure bhaktas, fully in knowledge. Ram said, "No, because in this avatar, eka patni vrata. But when I come again as Krishna, then I will fulfill your desire." So when Krishna appeared, those rishis and sages took birth as daughters of the gopis. Now the gopis in Vrindavan are of three categories. I just explained one. These rishis and sages who approached Ramachandra in the forest, that's one group of gopis who took birth in Vrindavan during the Krishna avatar as daughters of grown-up gopis. Another group, demigods' daughters. Huh? Daughters of demigods who were qualified, purified, eligible, because you can't enter Krishna's Leela without passing TSA. Huh? Even Lakshmi was not given clearance, TSA clearance, to enter Rasalila. Because Lakshmi tried to enter Rasalila in Lakshmi form. Even how many people worship Lord Shiva? Even he wanted to enter Rasa Mandala. He had to take gopi form. He couldn't come with this, you know. He could not. He had to take that form. He's Gopishwar. He protects the Rasa dance. He's devotee. So daughters of qualified, they were also being promoted, just like in your job. If you do a good job and your boss is not a rascal, he may give you a promotion. You know what I mean? If you have a nice boss and you work nice, you get a promotion. Raise in pay, another title which means nothing, but you get... Right? So some of these daughters of demigods, they were also taking birth as daughter of gopis. Then the third category, Nitya Siddha. Those who are residents of the spiritual sky, they descended. Radharani, the principal gopis, those who are eternal associates of Krishna, they also joined Krishna for this Krishna Leela. Just like when a king travels, he doesn't travel alone. A king has his ministers, and sometimes the queens also. When Krishna went from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra, all the queens went with him for the Kurukshetra eclipse. So when Krishna descends, his associates also come. "Hey, Krishna's going on a yatra, let's go." So they come. So three groups of gopis. Now, when Krishna was seven, what did Krishna do? What did he do? Lifted Govardhan Hill. Before that, before Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, or actually maybe it was, well, the way it's told, but actually it was in winter, the first month of winter, Hemanta season, the young unmarried gopi girls, they worship either Lord Shiva or in this case they worship Ambika, goddess Durga. You know Hindu culture. The girls worship to get a good husband. So these young gopi girls, they're all young. So for 1 month, they're entering the Yamuna in the morning, cold. First month of winter, in the morning, cold. They're bathing, and they're worshiping this form of Durga known as Katyayani. Externally, they're worshiping Durga, but actually they're worshiping Yoga Maya, who is the spiritual energy. But externally, it appears they're worshiping this form of goddess Durga. Each of the girls secretly, without telling the others, what is she praying? I want to be Krishna's husband. But she's not telling the others. But all of them are secretly desiring and asking goddess, please let me be married to Krishna. But what Krishna is going to do? He can't marry all of them. It's not possible. So Krishna told them, you have to wait 1 year. 1 year, I will satisfy in one night. One night I'll satisfy your desire that you will be my wife. One night. How long was that night? A night of Brahma. A night of Brahma is millions and millions of years. That means it's still going on. Okay? When Krishna satisfies your desire, you're satisfied for good. So be careful what you ask for Krishna. My spiritual master used to say, when Krishna wants to bless you with your two hands, you can't handle because Krishna has 10 hands. And when Krishna wants to take away with your two hands, he has 10. Good luck. But when Krishna gives, he gives with 10 hands. So the gopis had to wait 1 year when they were 8. And again, when Krishna does something, it's the best. So he waits for the best night of the year, Sharad Purnima. Sharad Purnima, the autumn moon. And on this night, the moon was very, very beautiful. So Krishna, in the early night, he's in the forest and he plays his flute. And that sound of the flute travels. And the gopis, what are they doing? They're cooking for their husbands. They're bathing. They're taking care of children. They're taking care of the parents. They're doing so many different things because they're ordinary cowherd girls. They have chores. Right? I like to make a joke. Even if you're the mother of God, doesn't mean you're sitting back and watching TV all day. Even you're the mother of God, you have to work. Okay? Even in the kingdom of God, you're going to have to go to work. There's no slacking. So these gopis, they have chores. They get up early in the morning from Mangalarti. From Mangalarti, they're taking care of cows, taking care of children, taking care of parents. They're doing so many. From sun up to sundown, the gopis are working. So they're all doing different things. When they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they stop everything. Boom! And they run because that sound of Krishna's flute is so powerful. No matter what they were doing, if they were getting dressed, boom. If they were eating, ran. They were taking care of babies. Nope. Some of the husbands tried to stop them and they forcibly stopped them. Those gopis, they gave up their bodies and their souls went to the Rasa dance. The eternal associates had no problem. Nobody could check the eternal associates. But those who still had some little material desire, some little, they were the ones that were checked. And that anxiety of being prevented, they went in their spiritual bodies. So they ran to the spot. Their earrings are swinging. Some of them had put the top part of the dress on the bottom and the bottom part of the dress on top. Some of them came with the cosmetic smear because they were in a hurry. Just like, say, God forbid, wait a second, God forbid, there was an earthquake, right? We would just, Hare Krishna, right? We would try to get shelter. No time to think. So the same way, hearing Krishna's flute was like an earthquake in their heart. They just ran. And when they arrived to see Krishna, Krishna said, "Oh, why did you come?" Just see how Krishna is. What are you here for? And the gopi said, "Hey, stop playing with us. We know what you're doing. How can we not come when we hear the sound of your flute?" But Krishna said, No. It's nighttime now. It's getting dark. You see this forest? There are wild animals. It's not safe for you. You should go back home." And the gopis, they were hearing these words from Krishna. So they looked down on the ground and they were scratching the ground with their toes. And they were starting to cry because Krishna was rejecting them. So they gathered some strength and he said, "Krishna, we know the philosophy. We know that if someone surrenders to you, you have to give them shelter." They knew Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Surrender unto me, what I will do." What does he say? "I will deliver you." Does he not say that? Bhagavad Gita, 1866. "You surrender, I give you shelter." So the gopis knew. "No, we have come to surrender, you give us shelter." But Krishna said, "But what about your husbands? What about your children? What about your families?" The gopi said, "No, we can't go back now. It's too late. You have stolen our hearts. You have stolen our minds. We can't go back now." So they defeated Krishna. Krishna was defeated by the gopis. So what did Krishna do? He did a miracle. Now, where does Krishna reside? Huh? In the heart. So instead of remaining in the heart, he came outside. Is that a problem for Krishna? If he can be inside, he can come out. So what did Krishna do? For every two gopis, there was one Krishna. But even though for every two there was one, each gopi was perceiving that she was with Krishna alone. See the double? It's a double mystery. There's one Krishna for every two, but every gopi is thinking, "I am alone with Krishna. There's nobody else. It's just me and Krishna." And there are thousands of gopis. And of course, thousands of Krishna. And who's in the middle? Radha and Krishna. Because without Radha, no Rasa Leela. She is the binding link. So the Rasa dance begins. There's music. And the forest of Vrindavan has created a beautiful atmosphere. Flowers are smelling. Lotus flowers and Kumuda flowers and Kunda flowers. All various flowers in the sky. The sun is starting to set. Very nice. A nice breeze is blowing. Because it's fall. It's the beginning of fall. So it's not hot and it's not cold. It's just right, autumn. The music. Some of the gopis are musicians. And Krishna is dancing with the gopis. And the gopis are thinking, "Oh, I am so fortunate. I am dancing with Krishna." So Krishna could detect, aha, they're becoming proud. And Krishna does not like his devotee to become proud. Which is why Lord Chaitanya orders us, "Trinadapi sunichena turar iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari." Not just on Sunday, every day, all day, meek and humble. That's how Krishna will stay. Because as soon as a devotee gets puffed up, Krishna arranges something, and you come down from your pride. So Krishna wanted to teach the gopis, don't be proud. Meanwhile, Radha is thinking, wait a second. Krishna is with all these gopis. I'm not getting enough attention. Because Radharani has a certain personality. So Radharani starts to leave. And as I said, without Radharani, there's no rasa dance. So as Radharani starts to leave, Krishna leaves. The gopis are getting puffed up. Krishna disappears from the gopis and goes deeper into the forest with Radharani. Now that Krishna has left the gopis consider, oh, we became puffed up. That's why Krishna left us. And we saw that Krishna left with this other gopi. She must have worshipped Krishna better. That's why her name is Radha. Everybody say. It means that gopi who worshipped Krishna the best. The gopis gave her that name, Radha, the best worshipper of Krishna. They all admitted, because Krishna left with her and left us, she must have worshipped Krishna better. So when Krishna left, the gopis become mad. And they're looking for Krishna. And in their madness, they start to talk to the trees. Have you seen Krishna? They start to talk to the plants. Have you seen Krishna? They saw Tulsi Devi. Oh, Tulsi, you are so beloved of Krishna. Have you seen Krishna? Then they started to talk to the animals. And they saw the deer. And they said, oh, you deer, you are so lucky. You get to be with Krishna as husband and wife. But we cannot. We're not as fortunate as you. They started to talk to each other. And then they became even more mad. And they started to act out Krishna's childhood pastimes, beginning with Putana. One gopi became Putana, and another gopi became Krishna and played a drama killing. Then another gopi said, look at me, I am lifting Govardhan Hill. So they went through all the different childhood pastimes of Krishna because they became mad. Meanwhile, while Radha is taking Krishna deeper in the forest, Krishna, being a henpecked boyfriend, he picks flowers for his girlfriend and makes a crown for Krishna. And Krishna has to reach up. And Radharani is leading him deeper. Then Radha says, oh, Krishna, I'm too tired now. If you want me to go any further, you'll have to carry me. And Krishna thinks, even Radha is becoming puffed up. So Krishna says, okay, just jump on my shoulder, I'll carry you. And as soon as Radha attempts to get on Krishna's back, he disappears. So this proves that Krishna is aptakam. He doesn't even need Radharani because he has this opulence of renunciation. Because all the devatas want to copy the beauty of Radha. All the devatas, Parvati, all of them, they realize nobody knows the arts, the feminine arts like Radharani. She is the best. She is the topmost. But even Krishna can become detached from Radha because he's aptakam. So when Krishna leaves Radha, she too realizes, uh-oh, I became puffed up. She meets up with the other gopis, and the gopis hear from her what happened to her. Now, when Krishna and Radha went off, the other gopis were a little jealous of Radha. But when they heard from Radha that Krishna left her, they thought, oh, okay, you're one of us. So they were no longer jealous of Radha. So they wound up on the bank of the Yamuna, and all of them had nice chadar shawl. So they laid them out and they did sankirtan on the bank of the Yamuna. They did kirtan. And they have a special song, not like these modern hip-hop songs. They have a song. What's it called? Gopi Geet. There's Uddhava Geet, Bhagavad Geet, Gopi. There's a Shiva Geet in the Bhagavatam. There's a Shiva Geet. But 19 verses in this one chapter, Gopi Geet. And what is the essence of that Gopi Geet? Krishna, we can't live without you. Please come back. While this is going on, Krishna invisibly is watching everything. And Krishna is thinking, this is amazing. I broke their hearts. I left them. And still, they love me? That's not a woman's nature. If a woman gets scorned, she says, well, screw you, man. Right? That's woman's nature, especially modern American girls. Oh, too many fish in the sea, man. Next, because they have their cell phone. They have the, not you girls, but American girls. They have 20 boyfriends on the cell phone. So one's okay. Where's the next one? I know. So Krishna is amazed that even though he broke their hearts and even though he left them, they still remained and asking him to return. So when Krishna sees that, he returns. And he says to the gopis, now I understand. Even though I left you, you did not leave me. Therefore, you have purchased me. And Krishna told the gopis, your love for me is too much. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 11, Yeyatam mang prapajante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna says in Gita, as you surrender to me, I reciprocate. That's how Krishna works. But not for the gopis. Bhagavad Gita 4:11 does not apply to the gopis. Why? Because Krishna himself told the gopis, I can't repay you for your love. Not even in a lifetime of Brahma. I can't repay you for your pure love. You'll have to be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. I can't repay you. That's how great the gopis are. That even Krishna is a debtor to the gopis. Everyone's a debtor to Krishna, but Krishna is a debtor to Radha and the gopis. So then the gopis have a conversation with Krishna about who is the best kind of lover. And again, Krishna explains that he is Aptakama. He doesn't require anyone's love. But Krishna says, but if someone worships me, if someone loves me, certainly I love them. And Krishna said, why did I leave you? I'll tell you why I left you. Because if I didn't leave you, people would think I'm cheap, that I'm easy. I can't allow people to think like that. So I have left you for another reason, so that the world will realize Krishna is not so easy to get. He can leave at any moment. That's why many people don't worship Krishna. For that reason. So Krishna then, they begin the rasa dance now with all gusto. And they're dancing and the music is playing. They're dancing cheek to cheek. The earrings are swaying. And Krishna is singing a tune, and one gopi is singing on top of that, like a harmony. And they're dancing and they're perspiring. And because they're dancing, some of the gopis are getting perspiring and they're getting tired. So Krishna takes his lotus hand and wipes the perspiration. The gopis get refreshed because we human beings, we have body odor, right? But Krishna's body smells nice smell, chandan, a guru. So when the gopis smell Krishna's arms, they're fully enlivened. In the heavens, the demigods are watching and they're showering flowers down from the heavens. And the wives of the demigods are getting disturbed by seeing the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. And as I said, each gopi is thinking that Krishna is dancing with her alone. But there's thousands of gopis. After some time, they go to the bank of the Yamuna. And they enter the Yamuna and they start splashing Krishna. Thousands of gopis with thousands of hands splat. You know how you play in the water? You ever do that? Splash the water. So they're splashing Krishna and Krishna is splashing them. Then they come out and they eat nice fruits, nice milk sweets. And the dance goes on and on and on. And at the right moment, Krishna tells the gopis, you should go back. And although the gopis don't want to go back, because Krishna has said, they agree. So they go back home. Now, here's another thing. Even though the gopis left their homes, while this is going on, all their husbands and fathers are seeing that their daughters or wives are in bed. So they don't know anything. They're seeing, oh, she's right here. See how Krishna works? You can't accuse Krishna of anything. The wife is right there. The daughter is right there. Just see, she's right there. Because this took place on spiritual platform, not material platform. So nobody knew anything was going on. So again, no fault with Krishna. The wife, the daughter, right there in the bed. Nothing has changed. But spiritually, as I said, it's still going on. So, the question then, is it possible for us to enter this? Yes. It is. You have to qualify yourself. You qualify yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those who want, just become qualified. If you don't want, as Krishna says in Gita, Yate Shasi Tata Guru. As you like, you do. But those who would like, I would like. That's why I do Hare Krishna. As Rukmini told Krishna, when Rukmini wrote her letter to Krishna, in Rukmini's letter she said, I'm about to be married to Shishupal. If you won't come and save me, then I will take 100 births so that I become your wife. That's the determination required. You have to be prepared to take birth. How many millions? I don't care how long it takes. But one day, I want to be with Krishna. Ajay, is that all right? Good enough? Hare Krishna. Okay, Mahatma Ji, I need you to lead ecstatic kirtan.